Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, here Trey, Wei, and I are in the studio because it is time to talk about the Real Housewives, the crazy ladies that are super rich, super elegant, and so much more who love to tear each other down.
Yeah, we love to talk about this, honey.
It is good. Yeah. By the way, we're on Facebook Live, so make sure you chime in and say hi to us. We love that all together. All right, we're going to kick it off with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. First, girl, let me just tell you how proud I am of Kenya getting her products in the Sally Beauty industry.
Yeah, that was fun. Right?
I think that's awesome.
No, that is really cool. Yeah, I wouldn't mind looking at her products, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, again, that's to make sure the sides are put down.
That's
if
right.
you wear it under a weave. Is that the thing?
Well, yeah. That and just the edges, period. Like,
the
you
edges.
Always need to tame those edges, honey, whether you got weave or not.
Honey, tame your edges.
Tame them.
From the top to the bottom,
that's
if you
right.
know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, Cynthia has this very creative idea of how she's going to get married.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's like, listen, it's going to be 10-10, which equals 20. So I'm going to have it on October 10 of 2020.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, Cynthia. I know.
She's adorable.
She is adorable. I do. I love her. I really do.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Candy's mom who has this conversation. I don't know what the hell is wrong with her. She's like, listen, honey, you see this lunchbox? This lunchbox traumatized me as a child. So what did you think about that?
Girl, it was hilarious. I love Mama Joyce. She is TV gold. All I could think of was like, you know, where did they find this mama? This is the best reality. So she obviously still does not like Todd. She's never liked Todd. She's not going to like Todd.
Uh-uh.
I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, what are you talking about with this lunchbox?
Well, she's like, see, when I was a little girl, this one girl came up to me and she's like, hey, you got money? And she's like, yeah, I do for my lunch. She goes, can I see that money? She's like, okay. And then the girl took her money. And that's when she's like, listen, honey, you cannot trust anybody at all because they're all going to take your money. And that's when Candy was like, okay, she's talking about Todd again.
Well, obviously. Yeah. Candy's face was everything. I mean, she knows her mom.
Yes, she does. Listen, her mom is the one who takes her money.
Her mom is. Her mom is. But you know what's tough? To be honest, I understand where she's coming from because how I grew up is like the parents, you always respect them no matter what, you know? Like, and he needs to respect her mom even though, you know,
I think he does. I think he does a good job with
it. I think he does. I do. I think he does. But, you know.
Of course, then, Kenya... And we'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
Of course, calls Nene a bully to the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
Then, of course, Nene calls her bestie, Wendy Williams.
Oh, gosh.
And asks her about the advice. And Wendy Williams says, listen, a wolf can howl at the moon, but when the moon howls back, you're in trouble.
You know, Nene and Wendy's relationship really confused me because they're constantly calling each other, especially Nene. Calling, and I guess Nene like has been recording the calls from, you know, like, so I don't, and then Wendy goes back and says, hey, I don't appreciate being put out there like that. So I don't know if they're doing it for the media coverage or because if there's something going on or it's just Wendy can't be trusted. I don't think Wendy can be trusted.
It is a weird relationship
it
that
is.
They have for sure. For
it
sure.
It's very strange.
It's like, what is going on with you today?
Right.
Then, of course, there's this big party that's going to be had, right?
Yes.
And we find out, because it's the baby shower of Candy and Todd. Oh, my gosh. How are we going to, who's going to be the baby? What are we going to name the baby?
Right.
I like that. I like that they gave it up to the community to choose who the name of their baby is going to be.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I mean, they had two cool names.
What was it? Blaze and who was the other one?
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Because I liked Blaze, I think.
Facebook can tell us.
Yeah.
3210931 if you want to call
in. And people are chiming in. Hey, Tara. Hello. And Trevor says, hey.
What up, Trevor?
Okay.
Talk about a sexy right there. All right. So also, I thought this was super funny.
Yeah.
When Portia's baby PJ starts to cry when Nene walks into her damn house. She's like, no, mommy, not that woman.
Babies know.
But yes.
Babies and pets.
She can feel it.
Very instinctive, yes.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then we finally are at this baby shower. Poor Eva. I love how everybody, like, walks in. A Star Is Born. This is the theme that Todd came up with.
Right.
Which I got to give kudos to.
Yeah. You liked it?
Oh, yes, honey. One of the best movies I've ever seen and one of the best singers ever is Barbra Streisand. And Star Is Born was her movie.
I know. I love that. But for a baby shower, though?
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
But I felt really bad for Eva because I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I remember lactating through everything I wore. And that's what she did.
Yeah. But again, I liked it because it shows human. It shows like these things happen, you know, like no, even when you're filming, when you're out, whatever, it makes it more real for me, you know.
She looked adorable. So,
of course she did. Yeah.
Who do you think looked the best at the party?
I think I did really like Cynthia. I thought she looked great. I think Cynthia always looks good, though.
She always looks good.
Yeah.
I actually thought Candy looked the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I want that green sequin dress, although I would not be wearing white sneakers with it. That's not my thing. I don't know what is up with wearing sneakers. Even Portia wore sneakers with her gown.
Well, they were trying to be comfortable, you know. So
that's not how I
But you're right. I did like her dress.
But yeah, that was a beautiful dress.
Yeah.
All right. Then there comes the issue where Candy's mom is not coming to this baby shower. Why? Because Todd and her got into it once again, and Candy is not happy with Todd because supposedly he did not apologize. Actually, they show a clip where he does, he calls, but she doesn't answer, and this just leads into a fight between Candy and Todd.
So you can't come from the front of the restaurant to the back just to say hey?
I'm not arguing with you tonight. We're gonna have a good time tonight, okay?
Of all days, like, my thing is,
hey,
she's
your
not
mom
here.
Said some shit that's
but you knew we had this event tonight. And
I like, wasn't trying to do that.
A hello too. Don't cost you nothing.
All right. What are we going to do now? You want to argue or you want to have a good time? Tell me which one you want to do.
Oh, and what do you want to do? Do you want to argue or you want to have a good time?
Yeah, he was getting down. Like, what do you want to? Yeah. I mean, their relationship is interesting. And I just don't know, like, when the family, when there's constant issues with the family, I think it makes the relationship so much harder.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, just in general.
It adds stress. So
it adds a lot of stress.
You don't need that.
No.
Then the stress continues between, of course, the two beauties, the two divas. That would be Kenya and Nene. Take a listen to this.
Enjoy yourself.
Don't touch me now.
Hold on.
Don't touch me
because
you did.
Don't touch me.
You even do that with me now.
They trying to like my
husband. This ain't what you want. So you better go that way now. Because if I wanted to spit on you, you would know you've been spit on.
Yes, Miss Class.
Okay.
I saw you throw popcorn, but I didn't
try
it.
How do you try to spit on somebody? You spit.
I didn't try. Because anything I want to do, I will do it.
Yes.
Yes, honey.
Yeah.
Wow.
That fight was crazy. And of course, they're going to fight at the baby shower.
Terrible.
It's so funny. Candy's like, I can't believe they're doing this to me. It's like, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, yeah, we expected this. That's why we tuned in. So
that is.
Yeah.
I would be. Who do you think would win in this fight?
Nene.
You think Nene would take her
out? Oh, yeah. Mm. I honestly think Nene's like the only one that can take Kenya. Because Kenya's, woo, like her words
are. You mean
are,
Ken?
Let's get I mean Ken.
Let's get it.
I mean Ken.
All right, it was a really great show.
It was good. It was a great finale.
We loved it.
Yeah.
Gotta love the ladies.
Yeah.
All right, so last night, of course, the Real Housewives of whom, Tracy?
Oh, Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Tonight, Denise heads to surgery.
She had four hernias.
How bad was I after the surgery?
Do we do wheelies in the hallway?
And we know the housewives love their trip invitations, but Teddy's not most housewives.
I really don't care if y'all come or don't come.
Oh, my God.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all new tonight at 8, only on Bravo.
Okay,
yeah,
that's the
let's
best.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Okay, Teddy.
I want to talk about that.
It was all Teddy.
It was. So I'm just wondering why she's still on the show. I really like her. I think she's a very nice person, but I don't think she's a great fit with everybody.
She's the Mellencamp.
I know, and I love John Mellencamp, too. I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Teddy doesn't really do much for me on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I do think, though, her revealing, though, that she's preggers is amazing.
Yeah.
Because she's really adorable. And, you know, she was bringing it for sure.
Yeah.
She wasn't bringing the outfits, though, especially when it comes to the new chick that's on that show. I'm not a fan of Sutton.
Mm-mm.
Sutton walks in. She's very, very rich.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna puts it down. She is rich. rich. That's how she says it.
Yeah.
But everything that Sutton wears, yeah. By yeah. the way, I have a friend named Dave Sutton. I don't know if there's a relation. Yeah. She only wears couture. So when she walks in and meets these ladies, it's Kyle Richards because she's having this big party mm-hmm. to open up this dress, you know, that she puts on this fashion show.
Yeah.
She meets them and then she says this.
Hi, Sutton. Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you too.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Teddy looks like she's wearing a black romper.
I actually thought Teddy looked cute. She looked really adorable. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see what the big deal was. Like, what was she wearing? Like, Sutton didn't look extra special more than anybody else.
It was couture. That's the pure difference is couture. I like this lady. I like to hate her. That's how I feel about this woman.
Well, she'll make great TV then.
She'll make great TV, although she's not a permanent fixture. She's just on the show for right now.
Right.
That's
okay.
what I read. So we will see more about that. But,
okay.
I find her entertaining. I thought Kyle looks... What is up with Kyle? She seems to be aging less. Like, she keeps getting younger as she
gets
older.
Yeah. Which is odd looking.
So she's so lucky.
I like her. She is mm-hmm. great for the show. Mm-hmm. She really is. Mm-hmm. She's a pro.
So altogether, did you think it was a pretty good one?
Oh yeah. I am really into Beverly Hills this season. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I think they're gonna bring it because the past seasons have been very boring.
They have been boring.
But I like Garcelle. I think she adds a lot to the show. And I'm interested with this whole Denise Richards thing, to be honest.
Oh my God. Aaron is the hottest husband in the world.
Oh
when
gosh.
He brought her to bed and he had on his hat, because that's my fetish. When a guy wears a you know, a baseball hat mm-hmm. and then what if he puts it on backwards, obviously. But he is so fine.
He is so hot.
Oh.
He is. She is so lucky.
I know. And then she's like, listen, he's everything and he still has the big D. I'm mm-hmm. like, you're the best.
She had to tell us.
She has to tell you.
Yeah.
So more to come with the beautiful housewives. It's always a pleasure to live the life of these crazy ladies.
So nasty and so rude.